From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to get into the attack on free speech, then your phone calls. The way these so-called liberals attack and viciously demonize anybody that doesn't agree with them, even for mild counterpoints. Again, we must stop calling these people liberals. And you know, over the years, I've been against the Republicans and the Democrats, and I am against the Republican leadership. But the Democrats, with the demographics, everything, they want to go for it all. They are the big enchilada. And big Tea Party Republicans everywhere are being attacked because when they go to Congress, when they go to the Senate, the House, they actually do what they say they're going to do, like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and others. And other Republicans that were more libertarian-leaning are now, quote, radicalizing, which isn't radicalizing at all. Now, we're going to talk more about that coming on the next segment, but David Knight, you were going to do this other gun piece.
Yeah, I would just say they're not calling themselves liberals either, Alex. They're calling themselves progressives. You know, because every time people realize what they really stand for, they got to change the label. So that's what that's the label of vogue today.
Well, I've been around a lot of big Democrats. They are social engineers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know they are. And they go, of course we're manipulating people, and laugh at me. I want to punch them in the nose.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we're just talking about how they demonize gun owners, how they demonize guns. They want everybody to be afraid of these labels and these imaginary things. They've got schools that are staging active shooter drills with blanks and fake blood in Missouri. This is in Missouri's Lincoln County
School. It's happening everywhere under federal grants.
Yes, yes. But we've got an interesting video here that IntelliHub put up, and we've got it linked.
Yes, Shepherd Ambulus, great researcher.
And just take a look at this video. This is pretty amazing when you hear these kids and you see how they're instilling fear in them.
Yeah, let's go ahead and crank the audio up, guys, if you can.
And I stopped, and I meant to run.
The adrenaline gets to you.
But I was kind of frozen in my spot.
You're going to be prisoners.
And he shot me, and I was like, I died, so.
And they've got big gunshot wounds all over their face.
Yeah. And again, the argument is, this will be good if it really happens.
I'm going to try to say
statistically, deer kill people every year than mass shootings.
The gunman came in.
It's being done to mind control everybody.
And took me.
Come with me. Come here.
He sees them to go with him. I'm
in the hallway and try to open the doors.
Don't go open the door.
Open the door! Acting innocent so that we could get in and he could kill the people. And then I got up and I walked out into the middle of the cafeteria and I just looked down and I see people just laying there.
This creates the psychological beliefs that this is epidemic.
Yes.
This is how they create.
Way, you're
yes,
we put
the only times up about gun crime plummets.
What if that was you?
Perception
with
is
all
up.
The shootings that have been going
gun crime
on,
drops.
They're
training as if this is certainly going to happen.
Definitely for the students.
There it is. There's the headline.
A lot of my friends got scared. Some teachers told me their doors wouldn't lock, and they were scared.
Oh, no.
I was just thinking of places.
Don't worry, the state's there to keep us safe.
In the scenario that had ever happened. I couldn't think of any.
The same state that, the same globalist corporate government that
this is my first time
puts the fluoride in the water. That's good.
Do it again.
This is my 10th one.
You know, one of the things I said in there, this is even scarier because it's on my home turf. It's going to make me second guess my own school. They're trying to deliberately scare them. And you know, these kids need to be careful about this kind of stuff because so they might find themselves in a real false flag attack. They might find themselves.
That's right. They'll use a drill.
That sort of thing.
They'll use a drill.
Yep.
Exactly.
So it's a very, very sad thing. If you see this video, I mean, they're like walking zombies with gunshot wounds on their head and then they're on their neck. That's precisely what they're trying to do. It's a propaganda campaign, just like Eric Holder said. We're going to make everybody afraid of gun owners. We're going to propagandize them. We're going to brainwash them is actually what he said.
Did you ask Kid who's there working to post that article?
Yeah, I think he's got it up.
Oh, there it is. It's in the tiles on Infowars.com. Good job, Kid, up here working on Sunday.
Yeah.
Would you probably put that as the second story, actually? It ties in under U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia. Practice military occupation. We should probably post the Intel Hub article right there as well.
And they're doing it over and over again. And this just this one county, the guy said they've done it over a dozen of these drills in just the last year that he's participated.
Oh, yeah, they never stop. Right. Well, I mean, I've found the actual drill manuals. It's been in the Associated Press. It's, quote, homeschoolers against public education.
Yes. Yes.
They tell them, I'm going to kill you, and then pull the trigger.
Homeschoolers.
Sometimes they don't tell them it's a drill.
That's right.
Well, they've been sued over those, so they don't do those a lot. But Minnesota, Texas, they've been sued and lost. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
Themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's
history. Hirsch points out it's fake.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy
SEALs. Got rid of those SEALs.
A false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And, folks, I'm not whining. I'm just letting you know if I sound a little bit out of sorts. I've got 102.8 fever, and I've had a fever for 3-4 days now. And I went into the doctor today. They did a chest x-ray and some swabs. I've got double pneumonia, but it's only on the tops of my lungs, so I'm good. And it feels a lot better to be here. David Knight was here in case I had to bow out. And I may do it at the bottom of the hour. It's starting to hurt pretty bad. And I go into coughing fits. But the point is, it'll hurt worse when I go home and lay down. I'm here because I understand how serious this situation is, and it would feel weird to be home right now and not up here talking to millions of people. I wish this wasn't true. I wish this wasn't happening, but it is happening. And the average person is good in this country. I don't care if you're in government or in private business or a corporation or a school teacher or a farmer. I don't care what color you are. You want to be free, and you want justice. Well, we have to stop being naive. And actually, people aren't naive. 6% approval rating for Congress? People won't even believe that. Guys, put in Gallup, lowest approval for Congress ever, 6%. This is an illegitimate government. And it's not going to go quietly. And I don't just mean Obama. I mean the whole stinking thing. And the good news is, if everybody just starts speaking up, if everybody just starts saying no, even in little ways, this system will come down. When I went up to Dallas for the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK, when I went there, You guys found 13. That's an old one. I'll pull it up. Just type in Congress has 6% approval rating. It was a big deal 3 months ago. I'll pull it up. Sorry. The issue is that when I went up to Dallas, you're a radio listener. We're simulcasting TV at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. There's free feeds at InfoWars.com/show. So you can go there and actually see the feeds, find the podcast, and more. But I digress. The point I'm trying to get at here is that when I went up there, I had correspondents, two of them. The same thing happened to Gucciardi. He was up there with me. But his was separate. It was a French international agency. I had the big, there was people there from NBC, CBS. There was only one barbecue place nearby. They come over, we appreciate your work. We know this is all real, and mm-hmm. we know we're going to have jobs soon anyways. It's really a depression. Just keep it up, and we're trying to figure out how when we leave this business, you know, I'm 65 years old, the guy would say, but I'm trying to figure out how we can start some media thing to fight this. So, you know, we sit here going, oh, don't get us military, don't get us police. The globalists are scared. They're trying to get them ready to counter us, because the truth is we're actually having a huge effect, not just this show, but the common sense out there.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say great job to the crew, great job to you, David, to our sponsors, our affiliates, our listeners. This is a big deal we're doing here, though. That's why I say I don't feel worthy to be on the air sometimes, is because this really is a big deal. I mean, we really are seeing a technotronic, high-tech police state takeover. And we need to counter it. You know, you've got three children. I've got three children. Your comments on that, David, and then we're going to get into some really positive news.
Well, you know, I think when you look at this last election, when people see what they did to Ron Paul, to Gary Johnson, other people, it's something I experienced with the Libertarian Party years and years ago. They were very much afraid of Ron Paul and Gary Johnson. Anybody who has a message, and so they do everything they can to suppress that message because it's so powerful. And although they can rig the debates, they can rig the media, just a little bit of that gets out, and it was very apparent to people this last time exactly what was going on. And now we've got Time Magazine coming out and saying the same sorts of things that we've been saying for years. Years ago, Harvard did a study that was based in China where they looked at the effects of fluoride on children's IQ, and they saw that it lowered it by 20 points. Now, a lot of people pushed back and said, yeah, but those levels are higher than you're going to get in the U.S. Well, how do you know what the levels are if you just dump it in the water indiscriminately? You can't control for dosage if you're going to force medicate the public by dumping it into the water. Everybody's going to get a different dosage, and you need a different dosage if this was a fake.
Look, they've always known with rats for hundreds of years. The point is, the facts are out, and Time Magazine
exactly
lists fluoride and four other compounds as brain damaging the American people. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I have John P. Holdren's book he wrote the year I was born. He's now the science czar, eco-science, bragging about how they're doing it.
Yeah. And so, but it's interesting that Time would come out with this. I mean, this came out about 10 days ago or so. We covered it on the nightly news. When this new study came out, what they did was Harvard and China went back, and they looked at about 27 studies, if I remember the number correctly. It was over two dozen. And they averaged together.
Yeah, the article's on screen.
Yeah, they looked at the amount of exposure, the amount of fluoride, and then looked at the corresponding drop in IQ. There's no question that fluoride causes a drop in IQ.
There's no question rat poison lowers IQ?
That's right. There's no question about it. They're just trying to quantize how much this amount of fluoride is going to lower your IQ points. And what they came up with over the 27 studies was 7-point drop. And they repeat that here in Time Magazine. They say exposure to high levels of fluoride from drinking water can contribute to a 7-point drop in IQ on average.
Well, that's a huge whitewash. Most of the studies, depending on the amount you get.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking 10, 20, 30 points.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's finally coming out, and we know.
But I mean, it came out in a Harvard study last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 2000, again, in 2010, they had almost every EPA and FDA scientist get together. I had these scientists on that got it going. They had bring almost unanimous signed medical toxicology research to the FDA and the EPA to say, take it out of the water.
Yes. Yes. People should get angry about this, very angry about this. They get angry about Obamacare, and they should. But this is forced medication. Even if you thought it was safe and effective, how can you justify them force medicating the public with anything?
Look, they want us dumbed down. That's why they teach Look, I rest my case. The government teaches 2 + 2 = 4 in the public schools. No, I had a Freudian slip. 2 + 2 = 4. The government teaches under Common Core 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah.
I just have trouble saying things that aren't right on purpose. The point here is that may be a conspiracy theory for new listeners. You may think it's five because Obama said so.
Yeah.
But I will assure you, 4 + 4 = 8. 2 + 2 = 4. You can call me extreme or racist if you want. You know, you like your health care getting doubled? I mean, you know, it's a fact. They lied to you. You can't keep your doctor. I want to come back and take phone calls on any of the issues we raised for first-time callers. I'd like to hear from military, active duty, police, you name it, about the main mission now. And they all know this. Police are trained everywhere that veterans will bomb them with IEDs. That's been going on 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on this? 877-789-ALEX is the Sunday phone number. It's different than the weekday show phone number. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And we'd love to hear from you on the other side. And we've got a bunch of other news, too, but let's get the calls first. And then what else we got coming up, David?
Well, we got the NSA stalling in committee, even though you've got 130 House lawmakers have signed onto the bill, and then the Senate, you got 20. They're holding it in committee. So you're talking about both of them being on the same side. The guys who run the committee are holding back any...
Oh, here we go.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our Immune Support Infusion Blend, you will be supporting a free press. All the while, enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, this hour is brought to you by the best herbal foods company out there. It's organic. It lasts 25 years. It's what myself and my family use. It's mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find the specials. And the toll-free number is on the site as well, 866-229-0927. The system wants us dependent on them. They want us on food stamps. One of the smartest things I think you can do is get high-quality herbal food. They've got a lot of other great preparedness items as well. mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And, of course, we also have amazing Molon Labe Pro Second Amendment t-shirt that's out that I came up with the basic design for, but that our great graphics people put together. And it is the Spartan helmet with two M4s crossed with victory laurels around it. In Latin saying, come and take it, Infowars.com. And on the back it says Infowars.com. And then with Roman numerals, 1776, and we also have a version that says Infowars.com on the top with Molon Labe on the back. So that's available at Infowarsstore.com. That's how you fight back in the Infowar and support this transmission. David, I want to go to phone calls right now to Freddie and Michael and Jesse and Gary and Jay and many others, but anything else you've been chomping at the bit to say before I do that?
Well, we just ran a story in the last week about how they created a national vehicle license plate database. They're doing the same thing. WorldNet Daily reports, WND reports, so they're doing this biometrically with your body. So this is a new DARPA project, new Defense Department project. Actually, I think this one is coming from the Air Force. They want to have a spy program that's going to use physiological signatures to identify, locate, and track specific individuals or groups of people.
Yeah, that's biometrics. Exactly. I remember like 15 years ago, the Pentagon said, we'll use biometrics of the heat res of your head and the top of your shoulders to track you. People said, oh, that's a lie.
Right.
Now that's in movies like Elysium. No, that's already going on.
Well, they're moving on biometrics.
DNA.
Yeah, they're moving on biometrics on everything. It's like you see the fingerprint, you know, on the iPhone. You've got some apps that have come out that'll identify you by your ear print on your phone. So they're working everything to identify you and to make it an ID
and
so
again,
you can get onto the internet without them knowing exactly
that,
who you are and where
and
you
then
are.
If you're not a good little globalist, they
yes,
turn you off.
Exactly.
They've said three strikes, no judge, no jury. That's SOPA, that's CISPA, you're off. This is not our opinion. This is their goal. This is their plan. And they're just doing it. They're just moving forward with it.
And this company, Slick Login, that Google just bought, their way to get onto the internet is not with biometrics, but with your iPhone, which is going to be your 1984 device. And I think it's kind of interesting when they had the question and answer session with the people there at the technology conference. Nobody really asked them about their access to your phone, just being able to turn your phone on at will. So they basically can turn your phone on whenever they want and send ultrasonic or low-frequency signals back and forth to verify that that's...
Which I told people 3 years ago, I was in the Associated Press, they were doing federal grants in police departments where the light bulb, special type, communicate with your computer and transfer data between Homeland Security and the police outside the police network. And people always make a joke and go, oh, he says light bulbs, you're talking to the computer. People are so ignorant, man.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they think the sun is the center of the universe.
And they're going to use this for currency control, as we pointed out. They're going to take a look at where you are contacting the internet when you get onto your bank account, your online bank.
It's a total taxation drain.
Any money around if you're not in the place where they want you to be or if you're a bad person.
All right, let's go to the phone calls. Again, if you just joined us, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the big top story. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation and gun confiscation in the United States. Is anybody concerned about how this just keeps expanding and is now out in the open? Gary in New Mexico, your first-time caller, welcome.
Yes, Alex, I hope you feel better.
Thank you, brother. I'm doing all right. Go ahead.
Well, I was able to visit our FEMA Region 6 Fusion Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and a buddy of mine who's one of the DHS goon squads, I was able to show him the actual documentation for Rex 84 and HR 645, and then I even showed him the video you guys had with a band version with you and Jesse about the FEMA camps. And after they saw all of that, I got escorted out within about 10 minutes and told never come back here.
That's right. You're an evil American saying, hey, these threat fusion centers are international takeover hubs. And the RAND Corporation, by the way, admits that in their National Stabilization Force documents. Thank you so much for the call, sir.
You know, Alex, that was a response of the Ohio National Guard when they were questioned about this FOIA request that talked about the scenario where they had gun owners there. The guy said, that's the end of our conversation. Just cut him off.
Yeah, they're not going to discuss the enemy.
That's right.
They don't want us to know they're engaged in treason. And they're just going to do it. And that's how you're manly, is that you know, trying to take the guns and...
Yeah.
And you have MSNBC announce that, you know, the kids belong to the state. Yeah.
You point it out, you show them the documents, and they say, that's it, we're not going to talk anymore. They don't deny it. They don't try to walk around it even.
Because they know, because they're following them. They have a public, and they're lying to you. Just like, folks, if you're doubting us, when school starts again next year in August, you'll see newscasts everywhere, no matter where you are in the world, saying it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law in the U.S. They lie and say, it's the law, we're going to arrest you, when there is no law. This is an organized crime syndicate. And the average person following the crime syndicate orders isn't even evil. They just follow orders, which is the Nuremberg defense. Let's go to, you talk about that after we get back from break. I want to get your take on that, David. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome to the first-time caller.
Hey now, Brother Alex and Brother David, good afternoon. I had a report from South Texas about 400 guardsmen conducting a mock drill. My computer just crashed, but they're down there corralling people. I wanted you to understand this rhetoric. I think it'd be important for you guys and your audience to understand that they were quoted as saying that we are pretending it's a UT football game and there's contamination. So then they go to the extent of engaging in mock fighting and tearing clothes.
Yeah, listen. It's civil unrest training. It's happening everywhere. And 3 years ago, there were articles in the San Diego paper where they were training to mow down citizens. So the PSYOP, this is in the news, they said, we'll just call it zombies and claim it's mass zombie killing drills. See, they've dehumanized you now, but we're seen as zombies, and we're called zombies by the NSA.
Well, and you had the shooting targets that went up, remember, of a pregnant woman.
No hesitation.
No hesitation, shooting targets, right.
And the average cop or military, you know, they think, well, I'm part of the system, you know, we're good guys. They follow that idea. But no, the people on top are pure evil.
Yeah.
Anything else from South Texas, brother?
Well, one or two things. As far as taking back the whole idea that they are the degenerates, I understand. We need to understand that we're not the bad guys. But one more quick thing as far as the seeds, guys. I got my first order of the survival seeds. They're in the ground. They're planted. They are, have germinated. They're doing well. That's one of the few things I'm doing to help defend my family down here. And so I've been fighting the InfoWar for a long time. And in order to take action, there's a couple more steps. But beyond that, I'll let you guys go. Have a good week next week, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you so much, brother. Listen, it's a very wealthy planet. A lot of ideas, a lot of intellectual property, a lot of good things happening, a lot of bad things happening as well. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish, to quote Thomas Jefferson, is that good people do nothing. And the average person just looks at the world like it's a spectator event. They're not active. They're reactive.
That's right. You have to take responsibility for yourself and your family, and what he's doing is exactly right. Learning how to do some of these things that so many people have forgotten.
Very simple stuff.
Just growing your own food.
The Atlantic Council that advises the president said they're going to lose the battle against empowered, free-thinking individuals. We are the enemy. Good people are the enemy of this criminal takeover because we're going to stand against it. They know that. It's good versus evil, folks.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
His name?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us. Two segments left. We're about to go right back to your phone calls. I remember a few weeks ago, the governor of New York, Cuomo, came out and said, quote, if you're, you know, pro-life or into guns, you're not welcome in New York State. That is what you hear in a fascist country. And then Clarence Thomas came out this week and said society is overly sensitive about race. And he said in the 60s when he was going to college in Georgia that he didn't see one-tenth as much race baiting and race obsession than he does now. Well, that's what my dad says.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and went deer hunting, you name it, with good old boys. I never heard anything. Now, since the rise of MSNBC and all the rest of it, every white person is a devil. And they, go ahead.
Obama, black, as if people didn't know that when he did twice. I mean, that's that he keeps coming up with this stuff, and they're using it as one camp versus the other. We've seen this in one occupation after the other. Depends on what the groups are. It could be black versus white, and another area could be Russians versus Ukrainians or whatever. But they always try to get different ethnic groups competing and fighting against each other.
That, yeah, and start over on that.
It's always different.
They took my cough button out because it was malfunctioning, and so I have to use the on-air, off-air thing for a cough button. And so I wonder why they were waving their hands every time I kept turning my mic off so I could cough.
Oh.
Start over.
Well, I was just saying, it's amazing how we were going to have the end of racism, and we did elect a black president twice, and yet now we hear that it's...
That only makes it worse.
That his approval ratings are down because we discovered somehow that he's black. That's ridiculous.
Well, he said, just a few weeks ago, he said, my approval rating's down because of racism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the truth is, every day I see these type of articles, and the papers don't even want to say it, but knock that white boy out, arrest made after mob of teens, black teens, I should add, attacked disabled vet, beat him half to death and robbed him and videotaped it, just like they do in Austin every day. And the media covers it, but will never point out it's racial while they say racial things. Can you imagine if white people went out and found some black people and beat them up?
It's a very effective control technique to put one group against another. And quite frankly, I think that's what they want to do in terms of bringing in blanket numbers of illegal immigrants. They know that they can divide and conquer the population. They can keep them separate, keep them distinct, and pit them against each other. That's what they want to do. Everything that Obama said he was going to do, he's done just the opposite.
Sure, and then that's his job.
See, or whether it's healing of the races.
That's why they say the Tea Party's racist, so that nobody who's not white will ever go get into the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's like... It's racist if you don't want a foreign bank to run the government and take all your money. Oh, we'll take all my money. It's racist if you think it's creepy that MSNBC says that your children belong to the state. I mean, I've seen them say I'm, quote, deeply racist on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't show any clip of me saying something deeply racist. These are literal race pimps who know they're race pimps.
And they constantly conflate the American Family Association, the Family Research Council, these mainline evangelical Christian groups. They constantly conflate them with the Ku Klux Klan.
They do that to me.
Racist and hate it.
Even though the Klan, all the white supremacist groups, you go to their website, they hate me more than Netanyahu.
Yeah.
But the ADLs, the Poverty Law Center, don't care. They give awards to Soros, a real Nazi collaborator.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's go to calls quick now. We're not going to say anything else, folks. We're going to take your calls. Freddie in North Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead.
I was just listening to you talk about that city that they're building up there, and was just curious if you'd ever heard or knew of Bill Cooper.
Yes, he was a UFO guy. Yeah, he covered a lot of that kind of stuff.
Right, right. He's from my hometown. I'm up in North Dakota now, so I can make my child support payments, but... He actually relocated right before he got killed to Springville, Arizona, and he pirated a radio station up on top of the hill, and he talked a lot about the things that are just starting to, a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, no, he did talk about a lot of stuff that's just come through and happened. A very interesting radio broadcaster. Anything else?
Yeah, and, I just wanted to let you know that a few weeks ago, I heard you mention a couple times, that you didn't know, because they came in and got him, and used the sheriff's department, but it was other people that got him, and you said a couple times how you don't know why you're allowed to live, and I'm here to tell you right now that I believe that it's God
that's allowed you to live. And
well, they tried to set me up a lot of times. They tried to set me up a lot of times and things, but I appreciate your call. You know, in the case of Bill Cooper, he was a really good broadcaster, interesting guy. He was a super ultra hothead. And there were kids that kept partying on the land next to his, and then he would run them off, and then the police came, and if you read the police report, he shot one of them in the face before they shot him. And I'm not glad that they shot him. I think it's terrible. I mean, I think that's one reason I'm alive, is I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if kids are making too much noise, I'm going to go ask them nicely to be quiet a few times, then I'm going to call the police on them. I'm not going to go wave firearms at them. But you know, that's a side issue. He was under a lot of stress. He was a highly decorated gunboat captain from Vietnam, probably had PTSD. But he was a really smart guy, and did a great broadcast one time where he gave me the BSer Award of the Century. I really like that. It's ridiculous. But good stuff there. Kind of weird, though, trivia. The average listener just – the average Patriot show just talks about all this archaic, you know, stuff, and there's no real news. But we cover news here. Jesse in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I hope you feel better, first off, and hope you don't have that. Whatever that thing that's been going wrong here.
Well, we'll see. Soon I'll have a cough button back, so I'll have to cough on air.
Yeah. First off, I just want to say I think it's more frightening that probably most Americans won't even hear that they've been training to basically come against us in our homes and places of business and whatnot. I think that's more frightening that people just don't pay.
Well, I mean, this happens all over the world. This is standard. We know exactly what's happening. And we give people all the facts and the documents and everything else, and it's just unbelievable. They're training for a total paramilitary takeover of the country during an organized collapse.
Yep. And I had another thing, too. I tried to send emails to you guys, and it seems that Google blocks my emails. Whenever I send them, it says it's an invalid destination.
Yeah, who knows? We'll have to look into that. I appreciate your call. I really can't do a little factoid inside baseball stuff here on air, because I don't know.
You know, Alex, if they were training against the Russians, if they had a Russian city, if they had Russian signs all over everything, don't you think that the Russians would understand that they were the target? But the American people don't understand that they're the target, even when they put it in their face like this.
No, you're right. They just keep denying. The military goes, no, it's not for you, even though it's churches and street signs and...
You know, we go back and we look at the run-up to Hitler and we say, how could everybody have missed the signs? People don't want to believe that this could happen. And so they push this off. And they it's essentially a doublethink, like they talked about in 1984. Like Orwell talked about, you can hold these contradicting views at the same time. You can suppress what you actually see out there is happening and hold this sunny disposition.
Well, exactly. I mean, Obama doesn't have a lot of supporters now. But still, those that do support him just say, well, he's a winner, and you're just mad that, you know, our guy's in. I wasn't for George W. Bush either.
Oh, this goes back a long way. I mean,
exactly. I mean,
look at North and Rex 84 and even beyond that.
Look at the Republican leadership.
Yeah.
Absolutely working with Obama to get Obamacare passed. Why hasn't Obamacare been repealed? Totally unpopular.
Oh, yeah. Well, why haven't they done anything about the NSA?
Because this is what the establishment wants.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're going to go to break and come back in the final segment. And I'm not mad at the callers bringing up, hey, my email bounces, or, hey, what do you think of this? It's just that I can't answer stuff like that on air. I mean, it's like, it's just little factoids and stuff. And people also call up on air, and they want me to screen their call on air. Hey, I'd like to talk about this. No, you're on air. When we come back, Jay, Wiz, Mark, Justin, and others, we're going to go right to you directly. When we come back out of this break, we're going to see what you'd like to talk about here worldwide. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Corporation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody out there engaged in evil. Better think about that. When I commit evil, I'm conscious of it and don't like it. Sometimes I just can't help it. None of us are perfect, but my heart's, that's what God looks at, and my heart is good. I want to be good. Final segment on the jam and as many phone calls as possible. Briefly, it's up on InfoWars.com from ClimateDepot.com. Bill Nye confuses South Pole with North Pole. In climate debate, he's now admitted that it was wrong. The North Pole and the South Pole have record ice right now. They always point satellites at it in the summer when they shrink.
I can understand how you get that confused, because it's down at the Antarctic, where it's summer, where these guys got stuck on the ice, and they had to get the rescuers come pick
up. Point is, it's all a fraud, but
yeah.
The reason I raise this is that they're not making a mistake. When they get caught, they backtrack. Look at Kerry saying the volcano
Yeah.
It was caused by global warming.
I mean, that's right. Man-made global warming. So there's two different things. They're saying that it's man-made global warming volcanoes.
So, which has nothing to do with it.
No. No.
And no scientists say that. I mean, this is just total kookville. But they want to get carbon taxes in and take over society. Jay in North Carolina, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I woke up on 9/11 and I found you a year later. And we're trying to work on solutions to the problems that we're having. I'm worried about a lot of things in this country. I listen to you every day. We're constituting common law grand juries in all 3,141 counties. We've got 94 counties constituted right now. New York, this started in New York State, and they have 64 counties. They've got over half of their counties. They've got 33 constituted, and they're having elections in another 15 counties this week.
Yeah, here's the deal. The New World Order doesn't recognize all that, and I understand that in policy, you could say that it has some place in common law since the Magna Carta of 1215. It's just some of the talk show hosts and people that every year, you know, that this is going to fix everything, and it never does. And they just restart the thing up over again. But send me some info on that information. We need to change the entire culture back to a culture of liberty, where people are informed about their basic freedoms and jealously guard them. Jealously guard them. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here? Wiz in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, David, it's a pleasure to talk to you both. Alex, I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
You're under the weather.
Hey, you've got the Army up there trying to confiscate your guns. It's in the news. How do you like that?
Well, actually, I'm just passing through Ohio, but I travel a lot through Ohio, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Carolinas. So I get around. But the main point that I was wanted to raise was that people say, well, this is the problem. The problem is the NSA, or the problem is this, or the problem is that. And that's true. Those things are all.
The problem is we have a rogue criminal government.
Well, actually, I think the problem lies with the American public itself.
I agree.
They will only get away with as much as the American public allows them to. So that's one of my main points. My question for you, Alex and David, is this. You know, here's Obama now in his second term. You know, already, okay, so is it...
Setting the precedent to be a dictator so that he can leave a new dictator come in, yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. He's now...
And again, it's a new thing. It's an elected dictator.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in, they get elected, but then they operate as a dictatorship outside of the other branches of government.
Yes.
My point is that his approval ratings are so low and all this stuff, but the damage is already done. I don't understand why the American public doesn't recognize these things much more quickly. It's just history repeating.
Because they were raised from birth with five poisons put in their water, as the Time magazine admits, to brain damage them. I appreciate your call. And because they were raised watching television the whole time. Go ahead.
No, I said thanks for taking my call. First time caller. Have a great night.
Thank you. God bless you for calling in.
You look at what's going on with Congress. They've only got a 9% approval rating. So I guess he's looking.
Look, I found it at 6%. I found it and put it up earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I found it. I think I'll put it back up again right now.
So he says I can go a lot further. They don't like me. We can go further down.
Yeah, it's 6. It's now 6.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How we doing?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead.
Hey. I wanted to make a quick point here. The United States is supposed to be a Protestant nation. That's how it started. And we are under attack by the same forces that drove people here in the first place in search of religious freedom. And the reformers, Luther, Wycliffe, Huss, Calvin, their research proved that the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist, and the first beast in Revelation 13, if you use the Bible to decipher the prophecy, is the Roman Catholic Empire, and the second beast with lamb-like horns that speaks like a dragon is the United States.
Sure. Let me just say this. We opened the phones up to talk about the military stuff, and it's fine that people are calling in about everything under the sun. It's kind of interesting. But... I just want to ask this question, and I know this country was founded originally as a colony, predominantly Protestant. My ancestors on both sides of the family came over on the Mayflower one group of my kin on my mom and dad's side. But at the same time, sure, people can sit there and talk about the fights of the Reformation and all the stuff that went on with Martin Luther and the rest of it, and kind of the Reformation coming out of the Renaissance, and that undoubtedly is what happened historically. My issue is all these big mainline Protestant churches are like, turn your guns in, worship government. You know, the government is basically, you know, Obama is basically the Pope. And then you got the United States government doing everything it can to kind of, I'm not defending Catholics. I'm not getting into a fight on this. But the media and stuff has been going after the Catholics, in my view. So I think there's a balkanization here. I think down the road things will get more consolidated. David, what's your take? And I appreciate your call.
Well, I think the real danger here is the church's interpretation in so many places of Romans 13. To say that if the government is there, God put it there, you better get down and bow to it. That's not the proper interpretation. We got a great book by Chuck Baldwin that we sell here about that. People need to educate themselves. Just read it and substitute Hitler and see if that makes any sense.
Well, the entire Bible is about people being killed or tortured for not following government orders.
Yeah, you can see what the Apostle Paul did. I mean,
you mean the terrorist?
Yeah, he stood up for his rights. I mean, all through the Bible, you have a pattern of people standing up for their freedom, standing up to defend the defenseless,
fatherless,
and to help other people and to take the lead in that, to be shepherds in that. It's not to be passive to evil men. That's not the intent of the Bible.
Well, that's right.
You see it throughout.
But people just want to cop out. You know, they're scared of the government.
That's right.
And so the government's going to eat their lunch with the criminals that run it. I mean, it's that simple, folks. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. And according to these modern churches, Christ would be a terrorist. He spoke out against the banks. He beat bankers with bullwhips, with cat or nine tails. So there you go. Or was it a riding crop? I forget. What was he beat him with in the temple? It was some kind of whip.
Yeah.
And he'd be sent to Gitmo for that today.
That's right.
Let's talk to Justin in Colorado. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say I've been listening to you for about 9 years. I've been listening to you religiously. I love you guys. All right, but I moved out to this town in Colorado about 3 years ago from L.A., work in the oil field. There's no work out in L.A., so I moved out here, and I've never seen any chemtrails ever. And this is a small town, about 2,500 people.
That's the weather modification that's going on. The government admits they're doing.
Yeah.
They call it geoengineering, though. Go ahead.
More persistent chemtrails.
I know about the chemtrails. I've seen all the videos. I've seen everything.
No, I was talking for new listeners that may not know what that is.
All right, sorry, sir.
And he thought I was putting him down.
Oh.
So you see, there's a thing in talk radio where you've got to introduce a topic. Nobody does this free for all, where it's just any. Oh, our phone system just shut down. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, good. And if I sound grumpy towards the callers, I apologize. I'm really sick.
Yeah, I can't believe you're doing the radio. I saw you before the show. I didn't think you were going to do the whole show.
Well, it's a lot better than just laying on the couch of the bed, feeling like I've been run over.
Yeah.
It feels a lot better, actually. I mean, it's kind of warm, too, and a little toasty. I could roast chestnuts on my face or whatever.
That's right.
Anyways, great job of the crew coming in on Sundays. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can go to the audio and free video feeds and everything at Infowars.com/show. It has the free podcast. And we'll turn this around if people just spread the word about the show and don't act like slaves to government. I mean, if I was walking down the road and ran from a chihuahua, it would chase me trying to bite me. And the wicked flee when none pursue. Well, we flee from the system and grovel to it and bow. And I see the average American, and it's just incredible how much they love to grovel. And I think about how un-American that is. And I think about seeing the movie finally last night on Blu-ray of Captain Phillips, which is a true story, how nobody on the ships can arm themselves, only government can. So it took a troop ship and two destroyers to save him. And then it's like, oh, they're heroes and all this stuff. And it's just like, what a joke. And I'm not saying that... You know, the Navy SEALs at 60 yards weren't good at shooting people in the head.
But they want to pacify.
Did that when I was 5 years old, by the way. Do what?
They want to pacify everybody, make them totally dependent on the government for everything. Not just for your food and your clothing and your housing, but also for your safety. And they want to create a security state.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, there are some Navy SEALs that can shoot people at 3 miles away, so I can't do that. My point is the movie's incredible propaganda. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing. If I'm sick, David will be here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.